Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Heart and Soul Holistics. If it's your first time, we will be doing readings today with Annie Ford and myself. I'm an intuitive. That's pretty much what I am. I've been working for 25 years, so doing this work. I'm a therapist. In my career, I'm a therapist, cranial sacral therapist, and hypnotherapist, and any kind of therapist you got on that list, I'm it. And but my favorite, and what had kind of happened for me, and how I got started in doing this kind of work, was because every time I'd work on somebody, the other side would start coming through, and their brother or their mother or their father would come in and give me information that would help this person really heal pieces that they needed to heal. So I never really, thought of myself as a medium, but I guess I am, because the other side I do hear and I do listen to and I do see. And it's an interesting way that when you're a medium, you see. Everybody says you see them like, you know, they're standing in front of you. I have seen that, yes. But when you are doing a reading, especially on the phone, what I see is an image of a male or a female. I see sometimes they show me things about their body that maybe indicates that's who they might have been, how they passed on. So sometimes they give me information. So, and again, I am always open to having it come in whatever way it's supposed to come in, because I really don't have a set way. I do know that as a medium, we have to protect ourselves. So I always protect and make sure that only the highest vibration and good will be coming through at this time for us as we do these readings. I always bring in every angel and guide that is around me and you, who's going to be the one that's going to be getting the reading. And I only ask for the highest good to be met, for meaning if there's an issue that we really need to discuss, I want them to lead me to it. That's going to help push you into the higher vibrations of who you are, because that is ultimately who we want to be. We don't want to just linger in these kind of low vibrations of energy. You want to really wake up, and I mean that, just wake up to the spirit of who we really are in the world, and how we want to be seen and how we want to be heard. And so that's what the readings for me are about. It's really about getting to it, you know, getting to what is stopping us from getting to that amazing place in ourselves that says, yes, I am alive and awake. And to me, I want to live that way. I don't know about you. I know I want to wake up and feel my life force always vibrating at this highest level that it can, you know? So I think that's what really this show is about, that's what Annie has been doing with the angels, is really getting us to tune in to these frequencies that are always around us all the time. And the other side is always there. If you're having a bad day, they're always trying to help you have a better one. Your guides are always trying to work with us to give us the information that we need. But it's really through our own quieting the mind down and actually moving it out of the way do we actually get the information that we seek. So let me see if my friend is on the line. Hold on a sec. Hi, Annie. Hello. Who am I talking to? Hello? No, sorry. Hi, who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hi, Annie. Is this Annie?
Hi, Patty.
Hello? Yeah, hi, love. What number are you calling in on?
On 856.
856, okay, great. Well, Annie, I was just
Hi.
Wondering. How are you?
I'm so happy
to hear you. So everyone, if you don't know this is an interesting way that Annie and I do that. We've been doing this now for a while now.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in New Jersey. I live in Lake Tahoe, California. And how I actually had somebody sent me, this is how I got Annie's number and name and everything. Somebody sent me her webpage about angels. So I just emailed her, and I had just started my site myself. It was kind of a new site. And I asked her if she would be on the show. And she's like, yeah, sure. So we had one show, and it was just a great show. We really had fun. And so we pretty much have been doing it. We try to at least a couple of times a month at least get together and do readings. And I miss it, don't you? I really have this really excited to be back online with you and just do some readings because it's so much fun.
It is, yeah.
To be in this energy that we are allowed to be in because people are calling in. And I really have to say that we really respect everyone that calls in and know that when you call in, you leave us, and we will keep you in our vision. I know Manny must do that, and I know I do that, for the highest good for you, for everything that, you know, really should, and to be the juiciest life that you can have. So for me, I always keep you on my prayer board. I have a little one. It's kind of just a little one that I keep on, you know, for people that call in and say, you know, Patty, could you help me? My father's having a hard time. So I'll do my visionary work for anyone that's having a difficult time. So just know that if that's in what's going on for you, you have two angels, because I believe that we are angels, to help you through this time, because it's always nice to have extra energy to help, you know, push us and elevate us to a higher place. So how are you, Annie? How is everything going for you in New Jersey?
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's cold, though, but I'm okay.
Yes, I know.
I keep in touch with my friends that are in warm places, so they keep me warm.
I love that, yes. And you, I want to tell you an angel story that happened this morning.
Oh, okay.
And I said to myself, I've got to tell Annie this one. Okay, so I woke up. And now this has been a kind of an off, I don't know if everybody's been feeling a little bit, I think winter comes in and I feel a little isolated. I kind of get this winter feeling that comes over me, like I really don't want to go outside. It was snowing, we had snow, and the sun finally did come out, so I decided to go to the gym. So I get in my car, I'm driving down the street, and I look to see if my pocketbook, it was in the car, because usually I leave it in the car. And there was no pocketbook. And look, no pocketbook. I come back in the house, and I looked around. I still can't find my pocketbook. So I didn't want to drive without my pocketbook, right? It was kind of dangerous. So I walk into my therapy room, and there was a candle on in my room. And this candle had been on since last night when I did a session on my husband. Mm-hmm. So this candle was really down at the bottom. I mean, it was so hot. And I really got that the angels had made me come back in the house so that I could put out that candle. So I go back in. I go back in the car, Annie, and there's my pocketbook.
Oh, wow!
I mean, I was just like, thank you. I just was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I could have burned my house down, you know. I mean, if I didn't if it didn't work out that way, I might not be talking to you right now, because it was really hot, and it was a glass container, so it was really on the wood of my in my office. And I thought to myself, wow, what a true blessing and miracle that was. Really just, and so I really get that we have these miracles that happen all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Even that little one, that's actually a big one, but that was, I noticed it. You know what I mean? I noticed that, wow, if I didn't come back, instead of being, you know, upset about can't find my pocketbook, I was really in the moment of saying, I wonder why this all happened. And then there it was. So I get that we have to get a little more tuned into what the moment is trying to tell us. Because sometimes we get in our head and we're like, I got to get going, I got to do this. And we really didn't get the experience of the moment that was the miracle. You know?
Right, absolutely.
Mm. So how have the angels been for you lately? Have they been showing up in their magnitude? I just love them so much.
always. Well, I was going to say, I have an angel story real quick, but it's for a friend. Her and her daughter and her daughter were all in the car, and it was raining, and they were going to the bank because her daughter just got a check, and she cashed it, and she put it in a wallet. Well, they got in the car, and they're driving, and her daughter realized, she said, oh, my God, I put the wallet on top of the car.
Oh.
So she's like, oh, my goodness, maybe it flew off as they were driving.
Oh.
So they quick invoked the angels and said, we need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the wallet wherever it is and place it where we can find it easily.
Mm-hmm.
So they're driving, going back the same route they came in. They end up at the house, no luck with the wallet. They go inside the house, and on top of the kitchen table, the wallet was sitting there.
Wow.
And it was wet.
It was wet.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? So they had no idea. Well, that was like my bag. It wasn't in my car. I don't know. I mean, I looked. That's why I went inside. So, you know, like, how do they do that? Isn't that just amazing? It's really magical to imagine them doing, like, this, you know, manifesting things like that. And I really know they can. I totally know they can. And so it really is that kind of excitement when you get that they're really there, you know?
Right.
I can't imagine a life without my angels. You know, I can't imagine waking up and going through a day without having that feeling of them around me, you know, all the time. And for those that, you know, I'm sure everybody has a connection to angels, but I think that the more you tune into them, the frequency of you gets even higher and lighter, because it is an angelic frequency. You know, you can't feel it in your mind, right? You can't feel it in your mind. You have to...
Hang on a sec. I'm getting there. Do you get that loud sound?
No loud sound. Hello? Oh. Annie? I think we may have lost Annie. Hello?
Yeah, I'm getting I have a bad connection.
You do? You want to call back?
Yeah, can I call back?
Yeah, call back.
Okay.
All right, love. Well, in the meantime, we'll wait for Annie to get back. So if you have any, like, angel stories, we'd love to hear from you, because to us, that is I know that they are out there. I know they happen all the time. So if you feel kind of compelled and you have something that really just happened and you just can't figure it out, I always feel that it was my angels. Or if you do have someone on the other side, they do work wonderful. They can work in that way too. But sometimes you just know it was from your dad or it was from your mom. And to me, it's more like we have to just get a little more tuned in to how it would feel, you know, if which one is contacting us, okay? So here's Annie, let's see. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
I was receiving a loud noise.
Oh, okay. I can hear you better, too.
Okay, great.
Right, so we're going to start taking calls. We have Stacy on the line. So let's say, hi, Stacy. Thanks for waiting. I know you've been waiting. And so what is going on for you? Have you had any angel experiences?
I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that I dream a lot. I know that they're around me. I can't see them. I can't, you know, but I'm sure they're around me. It'll be great to know who they are, but I actually had a relationship question, so maybe I can get both answered.
Let's get to it. Sure. So it's about relationship is the question.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what.
Would you like me to ask the direct question? Because I have a direct question.
Yes. Or would you do that? Then we can really zero in on it. And
okay. I would like to know when you feel that my boyfriend, Jason, will come to California to, you know, meet my family and ask my father for his blessing and, like, marriage and stuff. When do you feel that will come about?
All right, let's just see.
Stacy, where are you calling from?
California.
Okay.
Thank you. Rest.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How long have you been going with this, Jason?
I've known him for 4 years, and we've been together, I would say, over 2 years.
I'm getting, though, that he is in another country. Is that possible?
Yes, it's a long
okay.
distance.
All right, because I felt like he was speaking another language almost. Okay.
No, he speaks English, but it's
second language. Okay. So
yeah.
We're kind of getting into a sense of him having to get legalization to come into, is that correct? So
no, he travels a lot for work. No,
has
that already.
To permanently come into this, does he need to get some other further papers or anything? That's what I'm getting. That could be what
maybe.
Could be holding him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if he is trying to live here. We haven't discussed it yet, but, I mean, that's, like, in the process. But he lives in the UK, but he travels. Oh. He's always in the States, like, for work and... He travels a lot, so, I mean, I didn't ask
so
him about
So he would, if he was to come to you and live here with, you know, this state, he would have to get a visa for sure. So it could be some of the reasons. It's not as easy as you think. Your new life just came up. It said unconditional love and new life and intuition and physical body, survival, invention, and rest. Interesting. Rest. So rest would mean that you're in a waiting state, you know, right now. Mm-hmm. Like you're in a waiting state wondering what's going to happen. So that could be what rest is really indicating. Invention. Now, invention could mean to the spiritual world is that you have to get a little bit more realistic, and invention would indicate that there could be some. And I have to say, I live in a delusional world myself. So a lot of times we would like things to be a certain way. We kind of, we are inventing it to be a certain way. So what that could mean is that a little of this relationship could be a little bit invented, which means your feelings for him are going more forward than the actual relationship has, okay? So meaning you really have had a lot of fantasies and, like, you really focused on this man and really wanting him. And so there's a lot of visionary for you, you know, like having him in your life, what it would be like to be married. A lot of, in a way, it's inventing. It's kind of creating it before it happens. So it could be why that came up. Survival. Survival is interesting. Survival could indicate that your heart feels like you need to be rescued. It needs to be like you need some help in the area of where you're at. So you are hoping that this energy could come in and help you. Okay? So survival is important to you. Like, so everybody needs survival, so it's really important you think about it. Like if you were in prison someplace and it was a horrible thing, you would need to be rescued, right? You'd need help. So what it could be telling me is that where you are at right now is not a feeling or is not giving you a sense of freedom in your spirit, okay, because it's together with physical body. So it could mean that you feel kind of trapped where you are and you want to leave there. You want to get out. So it is an avenue to be, you know, married is to move out, right, is to get independent from where you are. So it could be why this is coming up for you. Intuition. Now, you are very it feels like you're very intuitive. That's what came up for me. So when intuition comes up, it means that you have to start to listen to the intuition, the ones that are really with you, the dreams, the trying to get it together so it gets very clear for you. Okay, so if you have angels, Annie, do you feel any angels around Stacy?
Well, yes. There are some angels around her, especially Archangel Gabriel. My angels are saying, or actually your angels are saying this, Stacy, you need to find quiet time for yourself and look within and truly find out what you want in your life. About the relationship, when I asked your angels about it, they kept telling me time is important here. They want you to take time to focus not on the relationship right now because it's out of reach. There's a reason it's out of reach for you. They want you to start focusing on you. And then once you focus your mixed emotions, your feeling about not just your relationship, but you yourself, what your path is, what you really came on this earth to do, they want you to find quiet time like meditation, spending time in nature, going to a retreat, even...
I do that a lot. I go to the park and I definitely meditate and
and reflect.
You know, and jog, and I run on the trail. I definitely do that a lot, like, as of recently, not even recently, just, like, maybe mid this year, I filter out what I watch on TV, and, you know, I'm just more in nature now, you know?
Well, call on this angel, Archangel Gabriel. Just ask, and this is how you do it. You just say, please, Archangel Gabriel, even if you don't remember his name, just say, I need your help now to bring order to my life. This angel brings you clarity and sends you to the highest vibration that we all seek to reach, which is joy and happiness. So give all your worries to the angels, to the divine, because right now it's just about you. And once you get you cleared up, then they say the relationship, I was getting the number of like seven months. So I'm seeing that that's what they're saying is going to take a little time. You need to just focus on you for right now. Your energy is very important here. You're giving your energy to something that's out of reach right now. Give your energy to you and power up. Just step into your power and power up.
Yeah. And unconditional love did come up, and new life and risk. Interesting, all three cards together. So the thing is this, it would be a new life for you to go, and you may have to move there. Okay.
Yeah,
it would be it would have to be totally unconditional love, meaning like you can't rely on him. You'd have to just trust that it would be a good thing for you. And it does say risk. Interesting. So the risk would be that you would take this chance. And then it says something about denial. All right. So risk and denial are together. And restriction. All right, well, what I'm getting too is that are you feeling restricted in the life that you have now? Are you feeling like you have to do certain things or be a certain way or not be your full, complete self where you are right this second in where you live?
No, I just recently moved back from New York.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a different change. I mean, my family lives here, so I was just in New York temporarily for, you know, what I had to do, and that's where I met my boyfriend, and, you know,
right.
That's how I was able to date him because, you know, it was, but now that I live home, it's different. It's not
you
like
can't,
I can.
Yeah, so I feel this restriction. Restriction came
yeah.
It we feel, yeah. And it says, and then, you know, it was really felt like you can't be free because you're where you are. Which is not a good place for you to make decisions from, if you think about it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So when mm-hmm. you were out and you were about and you had, you know, capable, you were capable of taking care of yourself and you weren't at home, you could make decisions based on, you know, what you really want. Now that you're home and restriction comes up, guess what? You're going to be making decisions out of wanting to get away from, in a sense, parental judgment. Or approval,
mm-hmm.
or approval. Do you know what I mean? Like when I go
yeah.
home, and I'm going to share this with you. When I go home, I'm almost 50 years old. I know how it is to be around my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most amazing, lovely lady, but she's very Catholic. She's a very like certain set of rules that she has, and so I conform in a sense while I'm with her, so that I don't, you know, in a sense disrupt her calmness. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I kind of get smaller. If you know what I mean, around
yeah.
that energy that doesn't allow me to be my full self, right? So
yeah.
I wouldn't, and I say this because I did the same thing, Stacey. I moved out and then had to move back to finish my degree. I had to go back
yeah.
home. And so I'm feeling that this feeling that you need to get your own space, you know, it feels like I am restricted when I step into your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the married thing, the getting married, it could be a way for your spirit to feel it can be free again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I totally understand. But,
yeah.
you know, even before I moved back years before, maybe like a year and a half, I felt the same way. I wanted a commitment. I wanted to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm not getting, though,
getting
that he's quite ready yet for this. You know, I really, and I don't know about Annie. What do you think? It feels like you're in school, right? Is that, are you
yes.
finishing up school? Okay, finish up school. Feels like you have to finish up yourself first. Isn't that what the angels are kind of saying?
Mm-hmm.
Finish up you. Get your act, get your power back. And move, maybe get your own place and then make a decision based on your own sense of independence before you get
mm.
married. You know, it's a really good, important thing to do. Because a lot of women do this, and it doesn't work. They go from, you know, being with their parents, and then they get married. And so they've never really had an independent time that they could just be with themselves, take care of themselves. And that is really important to the spiritual self of you, too, is to develop
that. No, I agree.
Self.
But
yeah.
I've done that. I lived on my own for 6 years in New York, so I totally know the, you know, I've been free, I've traveled and
mm-hmm.
the whole nine, and I'm kind of at a point now where I'm like, I know what I want, and, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know what you feel on his side, his energy, his intentions of, like, when he's going to, you know, have the transition going. Do I have to nudge him or what's going on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't get, I'm doing trustworthy guidance. Okay, well, the guidance is that you have this trustworthy guidance that's going to be with you, like the angel Raphael, Gabriel, to help you, in a sense, work through this time, because I don't get that it's immediate, but I do feel that you will have to go out there to see him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As for him coming to you, I'm not getting that that's how it's going to work. I think that you're going to have to plan a trip and, you know, go for, you know, a month or so. Get going on, you know, getting your finances, get some time where you can, you know, when school's not in, and make some plans to do some traveling. Because I think in that time frame, then you can the answers will come for you, whether or not he is ready to go into
well,
a full
he actually knows that I'm not No, I'm not saying I'm not allowed, but it's like I can't just be like, oh, Mom, I'm going to London, as if I was just in New York and I can just catch a flight the next day and go there for the weekend. So he knows, it's, you know, he's of similar culture. He knows he would have to come here to actually, you know, meet the family. So I know, like, he has to come here. It's not, I can't, like, you know, I don't have the freedom that I can
see,
go
yeah.
there. You get what I'm saying?
I do, like, I do. And that's
yeah.
where the restriction is, right there. That's
yeah.
where the restriction. That's why I know that you're both under restriction. That's what it feels like. It feels like when,
yeah.
I don't know, it feels like, and this is what it feels like. I feel like, and I just saw, and this is funny, because I was back in India, and I was back
cool.
there. Yeah, I was just right back there now, and I was remembering I met a girl there, and she was, you know, bequest to another, to a guy that she never had met before. And
mm-hmm.
she had to trust her parents that this was the one for her. And I remember having to really redefine myself to think, wow, you know, this is how this this is the cultural thing. They trust their parents to match them up. And that's kind of the way it is. So the restriction I'm feeling is kind of like that around you, that you're going to have to wait this one out because of the way that the cultural restrictions have on you, in a sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hear that, and I know that's frustrating. As for him being ready right now, it feels like I just saw a year and a half. I saw like a distance time where he would then start to be able, in a sense, to make this commitment to you. So I would just keep up with talking to him if you can, write letters, keep, you know, an open channel of communication with him, and then it will start to come to you. That's my feeling.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, do
yeah.
you feel him just coming to visit before then?
Yeah,
let's come see.
I saw this summer, and I don't know why, but I saw a summer, and I saw some type of, like, celebration that he was
maybe
coming.
Maybe an engagement, do you think?
No, not that. It was more like he came in for a celebration, like a family celebration that you were inviting him to come to. So if maybe someone's getting married or some anniversary's coming up or there's something that's around you that's coming to you within the next year that is an opportunity for him to come to visit you. So maybe he'll come during...
Would it have to do with me or...
No, it's around your one of your family. So it's kind of like he's visiting. Yes, he's visiting to come to be like with you during the celebration. Is there somebody? I feel like that's celebrating an anniversary, a big anniversary around you, like a grand, like your parents or anybody that would be having a.
Well,
big...
my parents are anniversary is the first of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And. Is it possible that they would be having a big celebration at all?
Not like an extremely big. They usually just do it with us, like, you know, just like the immediate family, like, you know, my brothers and sisters. Not
yeah.
You know, not like a big thing. You know, it's just
something
that's more
intimate. Yeah,
this is definitely
intimate. This feels like a big celebration.
Because
oh,
the thing
oh, okay. I just got it. Okay, I just saw it. Okay, so are you going to be graduating within the next year?
No, I won't be graduating. I'll still be taking some classes.
All right. So
yeah.
then that could be, so a year and a half, would that be a possibility that you'll be graduating around that time? If you
possibly.
Can? Okay,
possibly,
year and a half.
But,
all right, because I did say a year and a half. All right, so a year and a half, it's possible that this is the celebration, is you graduating. Because I saw you with a graduation hat. So this could be the reason he comes in for this celebration. And that's when I know he's going to be seeing you. As for before then, I do think that you're going to have to figure something out yourself to go and check and to be with him. I do. I have to say that. You're going to have to kind of be a little bit, you know, do you have a girlfriend that you could go visit? That would be okay. That could be some place that you could mutually meet, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? To be honest with you, I don't, like, desire to see him unless there's, like, a commitment base. I don't want to see him just to see him because it's going to kill me inside to leave in a few days. It's just I'd rather just have memories, you know, like, you know, I love them so much that, like, I'd rather, you know, not, if I'm not going to have them, I'm not, I don't want it at all. You know what I'm saying?
It's
It's almost like that. I love them so much. It's like, why would I kill my, you know, tease myself? Like, I'm going to see you for a few days and then leave. It's not worth it for me, and you know, I love him, but it's been going on for so long.
I know, it just feels, you know, I just felt like I was in the middle of this amazing love story.
No, and it's lovely. It's
feel very much, but you know how love stories are, they're very, they're full of depth and disappointment and desire, and you know, in a sense, it feels like that. It feels like, I know, Annie, are you getting that vibe? I feel like I'm in a Romeo and Juliet novel. I really do. When I'm checking.
It feels like, seriously.
Yeah, it does. It feels wonderful. It's very intense, Stacey, this experience you're in. I do think, you know, in seeing him, and I wouldn't be surprised if on your graduation day he shows up. And, you know, it would be what you would want. I really do. I really have a sense that it's big. It's bigger than just like the everyday getting together kind of relationship that we're all used to, you know, because of the restriction of culture. So we're up against something, Annie, that you and I wouldn't understand, but I do understand it because I've been around the energy of having to kind of wait and do kind of an old, and I'm going to use the word old-fashioned, but only because we just don't do that anymore. But I don't think it's bad. I think it's beautiful. I think that there's a richness there. You know what I mean? So, Stacey, it's good.
Honest,
it's good. I don't get that it's going to happen extremely soon, okay? But I get a vibe that when you graduate and they do have this big party and it's a celebration, so get busy. Get busy on your schooling because that will be a big reason for him to come and be at the celebration with you, okay?
Yep,
and I do think
right.
That's when it will change. That's when it will turn to being what you'd like. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, my graduation, it's like maybe like 50-50. It might even take longer than that just because of the load of courses. But when you said that he would come at my graduation, it's like it's going to be weird. It's going to be like, who's that? It's not... That would come, like, you know, like he would have to meet the family before, because if he shows up, my parents are going to be like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh,
you know? You know what
I
mean?
Well, it would be nice if he could come, and I'm thinking that he knows he needs to do that. He does, because I know he understands the whole thing with the family and everything. As for him really coming, I don't get it. Do you feel anything?
Do you feel anything for, like, maybe, like, January, February, March, any of those months?
Well, I can only say what the angels are saying. And in this situation, it is invasion of his, not invasion as such. We all of our desires and our experiences are ours exclusively. And it is held sacred, as in the way you may, the message is, I can ask the angels about, you know, what he's feeling, but you would be...
I would love it.
Well, we need his... It's like...
Oh, permission.
It would be his... I would need not permission, but to seek someone else's, you know, their path that they're here on Earth to do. I can tell you only that this year... The angels have said, we are all in a transitional growth period. It's been a very rough year. That's how we humans see our lives, as rough and struggling and heartache. But they don't want us to see that. They want us to, we're in a time period where we need to start focusing on the realness and the truth of that's in deep within ourselves. He's still on his journey of growing his soul. And if he hasn't come around yet to tell you he's coming to visit you for the holidays, I would take it that he's not coming.
Well, I'm going to be gone for the holidays myself. I'm going to be out out of the country for a couple weeks or so, and so I knew it wasn't going to happen in the holidays because I'm doing my thing with my family, and he is also. But I was maybe, he asked me yesterday when how long I'm going to be gone, and I'll be back on the 4th of January, so he knows the dates I'm going to be gone, so I didn't ask him why he wanted to know. I mean, he's obligated to know anyway. He doesn't matter. He's my boyfriend, but I was just maybe thinking, like, he's like, oh, well, maybe trying to figure out when I'm going to come see her or whatever, you know?
That's what I mean. Why wouldn't you want to ask him why he asked?
Well, because, like... Because
we're not, like, I don't want to say, like, we're not, you know, to be a mind reader. If you really, truly love someone, my goodness, you know, when you both are apart, you're speaking soul to soul, you know.
Yeah.
Put forth put those sweet desires out there, Stacy. He hears you, even without... You need to start thinking with your heart. Your heart is where the foundation is, the love. We think with our brain a lot, and there's too much decision. See how everything seems to be a question when you seek it through the heart. That's why angels said go within, really spend time, even if you just go into your room and just go, okay, even if it's nothing that you think about, you'd be amazed at what comes out. You can speak to him right there and say, I want us to be together forever on this planet right now. You know?
Right. No, I swear I totally can talk with him without talking. Like, I feel his energy all the time. Like, I just feel like we're so connected, you know? So I totally understand when you're telling me this, to talk to him, so I totally agree.
Like I said, what I received messages was, it's really you. You need to clear up, receive clarity within yourself, invoke Archangel Gabriel, or if you just don't remember his name, just say, Angel that helps bring me clarity, give me clarity now. And thank them, and then just wait, and then just occupy time with something other than your thoughts on the relationship. And they said once this all gets cleared up, because this is something you have to grow within, this is a soul growth you're experiencing that you need to go through, you need to stop thinking about this for right now. Get yourself focused in and prepared, because, and then they said 6 to 7 months. That's what they were saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Stacey, let us know how it goes.
It's
a beautiful thing, you know, for me to hear this story. It feels very much like it's a very powerful new energy that's coming. Is this one coming towards you? So I do see it happening. I don't see it happening quickly, but I do see that this is going to work itself through. But I do understand what the angels are saying, and that's just to really finish up, focus on you, finish your schooling. You know, if you can, take some more classes. If you can, just focus on that and get that done. And
Thank you. That
time frame, you will be developing your own spiritual, your own power, all the things that you will need to become this mature woman who's going to get married and have children. So, you know, like, live it like you're the great student, you know, and appreciate every single little thing, because, believe me, the next phase is going to be a different one, you know. So this right here, right now, is awesome for you. It's just the way it's supposed to be. You're still growing, you're still developing, you're still learning. And in that, there is a sense of getting the power that you're going to need to make life choices, you know, that are big, and, you know, that when you have kids and all that. So there, I see this happening for you. It's not, like, too far in the future. So don't worry about it, okay? Rest your mind. You're going to be getting married. You're going to be having children. It's coming here. It's going to be there soon enough. But right now, you know, enjoy every single minute you have of your freedom, of the capability of making a choice that just you are involved with. You know, these are all wonderful moments of your life, and I do understand that the angels really want you to appreciate that too. And I will keep the highest vision for you, but I do see that, you know, if the question is, am I going to get married and have kids? Yes, I do. I actually see two children around you.
To this man.
It's going to be an interesting, it's real interesting, but I'm seeing this very traditional wedding and seeing a very, you know, lots of tradition around you that, and even going, I almost feels like you're going to have to go to, I don't know why, this other country is possibly.
Egypt maybe?
Yeah.
I always wanted it in Egypt, because that's where I'm from. I mean, I live in Egypt.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was, all right, I was totally getting like I was hearing like music, like Turkish music. It was beautiful, absolutely. But it was like that I was in this other country. So when you do get married, you may have to go there to get married.
Cool,
it feels
I
like
want
you.
To.
Yeah, I think
most
you will.
Of my family lives there, so I'm excited.
Wow. Well, it is going to be your destiny, so don't worry about it. In the meantime, you know, have fun. Have a good time.
I will.
And so really enjoy
you
it.
Do you feel
yeah.
like the wedding will be in 2012? Then?
Well, I would say more towards that time frame. Yes, absolutely.
So do you see an engagement somewhere in 2011?
11-11. Oh, wow. Engagements I know are really important. Do you pick up on anything in the way of engagements, Annie? I'm not really getting a clear...
Well, I mean, when I closed my eyes and I do see a vision of... Let me see if I can, I do see a vision of someone putting a ring on your finger,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting as in, Clara, as I close my eyes, I do see a vision, but not a not like a date of time frame. I just can't clarify more than just as in, yes, it is in your future, just don't know when. I think
okay.
once you clear up your path that you came here on Earth to do, there are many things that we are here to do.
And Stacey, I just got like a teacher degree. Are you going to be teaching? I feel like
well,
children.
Yeah, I want to be around children. That's what I want to do. So not a teacher, professor, but like something to do with children.
Children, yeah. Okay, yeah, I do see you doing that. See, now that to me is more your purpose, okay?
Yeah.
Because that is going to grow up who you are inside. Is doing what you love to do, you know?
Yes,
and
definitely.
So the relationship, you know, it's like relationship to me is not the everything. It kind of happens once you become the everything, you know? And then it matches you. So
awesome.
For me, you know, for me to see you, I see you reaching this goal of being a teacher. I saw you around kids reading books and helping them
cool.
out. I just saw that. So I really get that that's really important to your
Definitely.
Development. Yeah, for sure. So
cool.
I really get that, you know, that you are going to be given what you need and sometimes not in the framework that we desire, that, you know, this really, I want it now kind of thing. And I can see why it's not happening right now. You know, you're not finished
okay.
yet, you know? You're just not finished yet. You have to finish school. You have to do some things like this, you know, that are really important to you. So I would, you know, take this time, get your degree. I do see you being an awesome teacher. Whatever
you
do, it feels like almost like dance and music and art and all around you. You're very good at those things. It's really something that makes you happy. So once you, and this is something everybody has to know, when you are fully engaged in your own spirit, the one that you, no one can take away from, this joy that comes from you, you will be like a little magnet and everything will attract to you that way. So just tune in always into your heart and ask yourself, am I the brightest I can be? Am I living it from the center of my being, this energy of who I am? You know, am I helping when I can? Am I loving when I can? Am I open and optimistic about life? I mean, these are questions that you kind of have to tune into every day. And so I think that pretty much we have to just kind of do that before we ask for the next level to come to us. You know, because
Great. That
is what's going on for you, Stace.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, love. Keep listening if you want, and if you want to re-listen to the show, just go on the archives and you can hear the whole show.
Sure will. I'll listen through my computer. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, love. Have a great day. All right.
You
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for waiting. We are just finished up. Do you have your question ready?
Yes. I'm wondering what's going to be happening in my relationship.
All right. Relationships. You know, holidays always bring up relationship issues. You know that, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
they break up. A lot of people break up around the holidays. And my sister just did. Interesting. Yeah, because if it's not going well, the holidays makes a real big spotlight on what is not going on or it's happening, you know, that you'd want to be going on. So, all right. Annie, does Lori have any angels that you might want to tell her about?
You said your name was Lori?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you spell your name?
Lori.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Bellingham, Washington.
In Washington. Okay. Appreciation.
Okay. Well, I'm only giving you what I'm getting right now. Your angel, they're sense telling me that there's a big sadness as you seek this information. They want you to know they're at your side and don't want you to worry. Okay?
Okay.
Your angel did come in. Your angel, would you like to know your angel's name?
Yes.
Her name is Wendy. Okay. She wants you to... she feels that she's telling me you feel you're so alone. She wants you to know you're not. Because at this moment, what's happening is there needed to be a rest with this relationship due to some healing that needs to happen, okay? So that's what I have right now. So I'm trying to decipher some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Lori, what I got was the first card was appreciation, business and deceit. So interesting, those two, business and deceit, came up. So it could mean that you had some dealings with this gentleman or this person, and you felt like you were being there was deceitful energy. And around money or around something that you did together. So that could be what the question came up is, is this person really, you know, authentically involved with my life, or am I getting, you know, swindles or something? So feels like that came up for you, feeling of being, like this guy's not telling me the truth kind of thing. So psychic awareness came up. That would make me know that you are very psychic. Extremely psychic, and you probably had a feeling right when this situation happened that this wasn't correct. This was not what it was supposed to be doing, you know. So it feels like you are picking up on a lot more stuff because of your psychic awareness that's making it harder for you to go into a place that everything's going to be okay. You know, that's a sad. Yeah, I had to say, being psychic, it's not easy because you do feel things way before anybody else does. And I get that that's probably some of the sadness and the feeling of disappointment that's around your field right now. And the next card was celebration. So celebration, of course, is the holidays and all this, but then intuition came up again. So isn't that funny? Psychic awareness, celebration, and intuition, all the same thing. So it would mean that during the holiday season is a time for you to kind of tune back into your abilities to know what's really best for you, you know, and to make a decision based on your own intuition. You know, your intuition is really golden. You've got good, you know, I would get that that could be what you do for a living because you are good at it. So, and then loss. So loss and came up. Okay, loss means, and then discontent and family and deprivation. Lots of, it feels very like, you know, after, it feels like a period of time is going to be, I kind of call it like the dark day of the soul where you just kind of have to stay ever so present of your light and not going into the mind and not going into the story and just staying really centered on every single breath that you take, that's a miracle right then and there, you know, that none of this is that important in the big picture, okay? Because that is ultimately how you get through these times, all right? Because they seem like they're just so, you know, you're so disappointed and so energetically depleted, but this is the only thing that you need to do is wake up in the morning, do your meditation, light your candle, take your breath, take your walks, you know, fill up your cup again with who you know you are, which is this amazing light, this amazing gift of this planet that we have. That's who you are. Nothing else is true. Okay? Family and deprivation came up. So family deprivation would mean that there is a struggle, an energetic struggle going on that could be around family members or the family unit or the energy around you, you know, that's kind of like pulls you, and it's kind of, and I hate to use the word dysfunctional, but it doesn't connect. That's all there is. There's a lack of connection when family and deprivation come up. Life force, okay, life force is the next card. So life force is what you need, is going to be the saving grace, is to step into the life force, the creative force, the God force, on any, whatever you want to call it. And that's what will empower you to start to shift this whole thing into the highest good, okay? Because as things kind of move in and out, we can get taken if we choose to believe the story, or we can step out of the story and just look at it like, okay, it's just the story. I'm over here. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm strong. And so you're going to really have to start doing that to your psyche a little bit more, to move past the, and you know what it feels like? It feels like spider webs, psychic spider webs that are around you of people's energies that keep kind of trying to lure, to kind of get you into this pool. And it feels, and then shame came up and solitude came. So it's almost like, I don't know why, Lori, that shame comes up. So shame comes up because of maybe you didn't do it the right way in somebody's eyes. So then, of course, that throws shame on you. Or because you're different, you like blue and they like red. Or you're gay and they're straight. I mean, shame can come in at any level that comes into the soul and it makes you not see how bright you are because of shame. All right? That, we need to kick that one out, because that's not true. None of it is true. You are a bright light, amazingly in tune with things. You don't need anybody's approval on this planet other than your own, and that's the truth. Okay, and self-esteem and shame come up the same like level for me. So you will be going through, I believe, a shift, and I like to say, I hate the word breakup, because you don't break up with people you once loved. You just shift. You shift over to a new type of relationship that's better for you. That's what you do, you know? I mean, breaking up and separating and all that, you do have to do that energetically, because maybe that person is weighing you down. But as for what you once loved, you always do love it, you know, if you really did love it, you know? And my feeling is that is what, and the lessons that came from the relationship are there to stay. You will have learned a lot more of how to be a better human being. All that is good, you know. All that is really what the relationships have come to teach us anyway, you know. So is there any other one question that maybe we can zero in on?
So are you saying that relationship's going to be, it's, that's not a I'm not going to be in that relationship anymore?
Well, it's going to have to change to be a quality relationship. That's what it feels like to me, Lori. It feels like you know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that it has to change for you to for it to be good for you, right? Because we want this good for you, not him.
Yeah.
We want this good for you. You know, I mean, it's not what's best for him. It's what's best for you, you know?
Well, and what do you think about his energy?
Yeah. Well, what are you picking up?
Well, okay, Lori, we're going to, angels love to just make things simple because you are in a hard, difficult place. What you need to do is make some choices, and they're really simple. You need to step out of the situation, and it could be we're not going to fix this in one day. Take it one day at a time, because what we need to do now is angels are guiding us to live in the moment. And we choose every moment of how we want to live our life. So you need to choose right now. And the biggest thing that my message from your angels are saying is you need to get some laughter in your life to raise your vibration. You've been depleted of your energy. Your love energy is depleted from this relationship, and it not just specifically that person, it's from others. You need to grab a hold of yourself and begin loving yourself. For loving yourself, you can love in the most biggest possible way to the people around you. Once you're depleted like you are, once you build up your love energy, that person who's in your life, you can actually turn the tables and make this beautiful, more beautiful than ever. Love is the big word here. So when we want you to have some fun, be it what makes you laugh and like get a good comedy movie. You need to get your vibration up. Because you're really down, and laughter is the best medicine to get your energy up. So you need you like any good comedy movies out there that make you want to laugh? Get one, and it's simple like that. You need to get laughing. Even step outdoors and maybe just find something that will make you laugh and have some fun. Think of something that when you were a child, angels always guide us to look within our inner child, something that just made you just laugh. And playing ball or something with another child can bring laughter to you, because right now that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Michael made himself known that he is around you to protect you from any more feeling any more down than you are. Once you raise your vibration for laughter, things just start really looking up. Right, Patty?
Absolutely,
and then,
yeah.
And your thoughts become more clear, because right now you are in such a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
It seems hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get out of that, and the angels say, do this simple thing. Get yourself to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the first step. And, mm-hmm. of course, just say angels. To even get a connection of an angel, Laura, do you believe in angels?
Yes.
Because they believe in you. And what they want is, this is so easy to say, is, give your worries to them, but take this message of getting yourself to a laughing state, because
mm-hmm.
that's the highest vibration, is laughter, is joy, and you'll be able to see and this clearly for whatever. I didn't want to ask you, does this person live with you?
No, we were planning on getting a place together, and he was going to be working, you know, for a lot of the rent. And
okay.
and then that was going to be happening, and then I found some text messages on his phone that were really upsetting, and then I maybe I overreacted and I didn't believe him about it, and so I don't know if he's, you know, planning on speaking to me again or not.
Okay.
Or what's going to happen.
Okay. Angels say, let this, it was to be the way this happened. Let it sit, focused right now on you. And you may even get an answer as you may approach him and say, hey, you may, just like you were telling me, you saw text messages, you know, things happen for reasons and we are they're misunderstood. You'll get a clearer thought on this. You really will. Get that vibration up. Seriously, put in a movie that is laugh out loud for you. Then,
but I have a question, Lori. Now, that's where shame just came in, because you saw something that you knew was not right, right? You had a feeling something's not right here. So you mentioned it, right? Which is good. You mentioned it. So what happens, and this is what happens with a lot of women, when they finally speak up, they get put back in their place. Like, what do you mean? You know, you're questioning me. And so they, in a sense, make you feel like you are, then there's shame around your acknowledging something that didn't sound right. It is not okay for you to sit back and if you see something that doesn't feel right, not to say so. That's what relationship's about. Imagine if he moved in and all along he's doing this secret life and you didn't ever knew about it because you would never say anything. The good thing is, Lori, you said something. So what the angels are giving you is a voice. And so if you go back into shame, guess what? You lose your voice and you lose your power. Having power in a relationship, and I don't mean in a negative way, but having your voice be heard is what relationship's about. Why would you have one? Just to have a companionship? No way. Not that important. You have a good life, believe me, without somebody who's not in integrity with you. Okay? So my feeling is we have to get your self-esteem back up again, because I somehow, this was linked, I'm sure, to maybe the little girl that lives in you that's better heard, better, you know, be quiet, don't say what's on your mind. It's like this, you know, if there was an, you know, I'm going to say this, usually if you have had a lot of things in your life that as a kid you couldn't say anything about, you live in fear of telling the truth, okay? A lot of times with children who've had alcoholic parents or whatever, when they get into relationship, a lot of times a lot of these issues start to come back up again, because relationship is really just a recreation of the relationships that we've had from the start, which are usually mother and father. So a lot of times the issues that, you know, we're having to hard times with is the ones we haven't dealt with yet in our own life. So all I'm saying, Lori, is we really have to get honest with here. You were right, okay? You were right in saying what you said. There was nothing wrong of you saying, what's this? This doesn't feel right. What's this, you know, honey, I miss you is not like a good text I want to see, you know. Whatever. You had the right to say what you said, because you are going into this next level of maybe living together, right? And
right.
I wouldn't want that. If you were my best friend and I knew this guy was going to be moving his stuff into your life and you were going to help, you know, support this guy in some way, and he was all along, you know, being dishonest, I would want you to know before anything happens, right? So my feeling is the universe is always working with us to get us to not get into those predicaments. They really are, especially your angels. So don't back down on what you did see and feel, okay? Because that's real, all right?
Yeah.
I would say if he's trying to make you feel, oh, you accused him or whatever, he has to get over it, not you, okay? He has to get over it. Because a lot of times, and I say this So what happens is the energy starts to strike back at you. When somebody's doing something wrong, guess what? They make you feel like you did something wrong so that they can hide out again in the deceptive energy. So please be aware of that, okay? It's like every time I've ever had a girlfriend and they say, oh, my boyfriend's so jealous. He always tells me, you know, he's afraid that I'm going to meet somebody else. All the, you know, this guy's beyond jealous, almost like insisting that she said hello to somebody. I mean, really intense, right, jealousy. Usually it's because the guy is cheating. It's because what they do is they defend themselves prior, or they push out the energy to blame you for something that they are doing. So know that that's out there in the world. Know that maybe the angels and everybody is trying to protect you from moving on into a bad situation, okay? So I don't get it's a bad situation yet, but I'm grateful and very, very proud of you, Lori, that you stood up and said what was on your mind, okay? So don't ever think that that's wrong, okay, because that's not. That's beautiful. You spoke up. It didn't feel right. You said something. That's what relationship's about, okay? So as for the next level, it's really, I believe, it's not about what he does. It's about what you want, Lori. Do you want this energy in your life? That's the question.
I don't want deceptive energy.
Right, okay. So as long as what he comes back, and he will, to talk to you about this, and you believe him, if it was okay, it was just something simple, or he can explain it and it sounds okay, or maybe he hadn't finished up a relationship yet that he wasn't telling you about, who knows, and he has to fess up about that too if that's going on, and you have to be okay with it. But you have to know that if you're going to move in, you're going to be moving in with an honest guy, okay? Someone you can rely and be trust and trust, okay? So that's what I believe this is about, you know? And it doesn't feel good, but I'm grateful in a big way that you didn't have to move in, he didn't have to move in, and you'd have to put more time and effort into something that was being deceptive. You know, that was why deception came up. So it's okay. I mean, people make mistakes. If you're willing to believe and forgive him for whatever he did, that's up to you. But my feeling is at least you were honest about what you felt. Really good. Very, very good. You know?
Do you think that he just wants to use me and wants to be done with me now because I'm not going to accept?
No, I don't think so. I think that if he's, you have to be the one to decide, right, Annie? She has to be the one to decide whether this is good for you, okay? Again, you're losing your power, right, when you say, well, do you think that he's going to, I don't know, he's going to be who he is. If he's a deception, if he's a player or he's that type of energy, he's just going to do that with anybody. You know, but my feeling is you have to ask the angels to give you crystal clear vision on what is going on, okay? And then once you get that crystal clear vision and you know for sure, then you stand in your power and say, I don't want to be with someone who's going to lie to me. And that's it. You make a choice that's best for your life, really. And it is a choice. It does. It's not settling for like less than what's wonderful, you know. And I think that women are so used to having, you know, crumbs that they really don't ask for the whole cake, you know. So let's get really big with your self-esteem issue. Let's work on that, Lori. Let's get you being the one to decide what's best for you, okay? Because then the angels can stand behind you and to help you develop, you know, your power, in a sense, your, like, this is not okay, your boundaries, all right? You have boundaries, right? I mean, you do, Lori, right? If somebody says, if I'm going to hurt you, you're going to say, don't do that, right?
Right.
If I'm going to be, you know, telling you lies, you're going to say, hey, I don't want to hear any more stories, right? You're going to defend and have boundaries against energies that are not good for you. So to me, what we have to do is see that's sometimes why it didn't work. And I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm just saying that could be exactly why it came up right now before you enter into an even more committed, long-term kind of relationship, okay?
Yeah.
We as women have to stop giving the power over, okay, to the men. It's not fair. We've done it throughout history. We've been servants and slaves and, you know, treated with second quintessence without voice. This is the time to have a voice. This is a lifetime to have a voice. This is a lifetime to be, in a sense, away from the misunderstanding of who we are as human beings, okay? Because we are bright lights. We are creators and powerful beings. And so a lot of times we are living in the delusion of this, that the male energy has more knowledge, information, power, all that over than we do. So we have to get over that one and see ourselves as equally as and powerful and important. So I will see that for you, Lori, because I know you got it in you. And I know this is just a time frame that's not, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't. When somebody's been deceptive, you just want to, you can't believe it. But you did stand up for yourself. You did say something good for you. That's really important. So we're going to be shifting, you know, how old relationships used to be to how you really want the relationship to be. How do you really want this relationship to be?
Well, honest. And also, I have a problem with him always asking me for money because he's always broke.
Yeah.
And that really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. So where we felt like we were being used, in a sense, I'm going to say used because I don't have a better word, but, you know, when people help each other out, that's not being used. But, I mean, if you were, felt like you were being over the top, you know, in service of somebody, then that's when you start to say, you know, this isn't fair, you know. So that was kind of the way that it was going. You know, he was kind of saying, I need help all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what happens if the universe, and my belief is that the angels know better than we do, took him out or showed you something that would make you make a better decision on having this guy move in? Imagine if they said, you know, we love you, Lori. We don't want him taking every last penny that you had saved for your future because that could be the way it was going to go. And who knows? Who knows why? But my feeling is I always believe it's always for my highest good when things shift and change. I really do. And so let's hold that to, you know, a bigger and a higher level of seeing this, that, okay, maybe angels, you know better. Maybe I was seeing these signs. I was seeing these signs, him, you know, never having any money and now the texting thing. And so maybe these were all the red flags that were always around you, but you were ignoring. For what reason? Most women are mostly. What reason would you ignore those?
Because I'm basically pretty much alone,
mm-hmm.
and he's somebody I can maybe get help from when
mm-hmm.
I need it sometimes, and.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so let's say that you have finally figured out one thing, that you have created an isolated life, that you are alone. And so how could we rectify that isolated life, you know, that you have created? Because, say, what we did is we always are creating ourselves the way we, you know, are. And then we don't like how we've made ourselves, and so we think someone else, well, could help us out here and there or, you know, whatever. But the thing is, we have to be the ones to help ourselves out first. You know, it's just like anybody. If you want to change something, it has to come first with you. So my feeling is this is just an indicator of what the bigger picture could be for you, Lori. If you don't want to be alone, let's get into community service. If you don't want to be alone, let's take a course at the college and get doing something that you really love so you'll meet people. If you have a church, a unity, some types of church that you could go that you can meet people. I want you to kind of spread your wings a little so that he is not your only answer, okay? Because
yeah.
He isn't. You know what I mean? There's a great many people out there in the world that could be your friends, that could be support systems, that could even a woman's circle or something, that could be some place that fills you up, that is not going to be this guy who could be, in a sense, taking from you, okay?
Yeah.
So this is what I would really want you to try to say to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and say, Lori, you've become isolated. You really need to get out there. The reason that you are selling for this particular person is because he's just here. He's the one that showed up. But that's not because of any other reason than just that we haven't expanded our horizons a little bit, you know? Lori, do you feel this, Annie? I feel like we're getting to it, you know? We're getting to the healing the bigger self so that the relationship will be what it is, you know what I mean? And,
right. Like, as soon as when you called in, Lori, angels swooped right in to tell me, you know, they're with you, your angel's with you, because they don't want you to feel alone. And if you can just take the pleasure of knowing that the angels that are always with you, just take that comfort in, because they can fulfill you in where you're lacking right now from this man. I know you love him. I can feel the love you have for him. And I can feel the love he has for you. And relationships are not easy. It's actually one of the most difficult things any person on earth that comes here to experience is a relationship with another person, because there's so much to learn and grow and just learn and experience. Just think of yourself as, I've been receiving a lot of messages for you to give you. Just think of yourself, number one, you're number one. And when you have your number one self in place and full of love, this will reflect on the people that are around you. You will actually create a shift in them of your love energy. And that's when they were telling me, your angels were saying, get her back in that love energy, because you do. You're very, very beautiful, divine, spiritual being. You have a beautiful, beautiful glow inside of you. It's flickering, but it's there. It's not gone. So thank you for calling. Just hearing your voice gave me an upliftment for you that you could call and talk to me and Patty today. So your angels want you to know it all will be okay. Once you get that your energy up to that laughter of joy and love, just say, angels, wrap your wings around me. I need love, because that's what you need right now. You will then be able to confront this man in a way that maybe he may even come to you first and realize. See, once your energy is lifted, he realizes your energy was is low. It's how energy is. It's so complicated, just like a relationship is. So get your energy up. Step into your power. Ask for your angel's help. Wendy's there to help you. Before you even muster up to talk to him, or if he calls you, before you pick up the phone, just say, Wendy, be with me, speak through me. You're going to really begin feeling the real you and be a bright, shining light that you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lori, I'm going to just visualize the highest good for you, which means that no matter if he's in your world or not, you will get out of it, get out of this sense of isolation that you put yourself in, and move out into the world and show who you are, your beautiful spirit, you know. And there are people out there that would love, in a sense, to hang out with you and learn from you and, you know, and be with you. So my feeling is he's not the only one, you know. As soon as you get that, you will regain your power, you know. So anyway, love, you keep us in touch, okay? Let us know how it's going for you. And I know Annie and I will keep you on our prayer board. I know it's a hard time right now, but remember, this too shall pass. You just have to keep asking for help to move you past this the initial, in a sense, shock of this whole experience. But I do know that you will have a chance to discuss it and talk with him, and it's not over, and it's going to move into something else. It might move into a relationship that's more of a roommate situation. I don't know, but it's going to move into another kind of relationship for you. You know?
Yeah. It's all good.
It's all good.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Get yourself to have some fun.
Yeah.
That's basically what angels want you to do. Go have fun. Just to get out of this, you want to get out of this ickiness that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy yourself something.
Something get a
told
massage.
Me to, you know, Lori,
a massage always works for me. It's the most wonderful thing in the world to give yourself a massage or a facial.
You know what, Lori? My angels told me to tell you to go get it. I know, I hope this isn't, it's silly, but angels are silly. They want you to go buy a teddy bear. And if you do have a teddy bear, you know, teddy bears feel good to hug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I just want you to know that you have to watch, and this is something you just want to watch, what you're telling yourself right now. Okay? Because if you're telling yourself, I shouldn't have done that, maybe
be gentle.
Be gentle with yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay?
Okay.
You didn't. I would have done the same. Annie, would you have said something? I know I would have. I mean, if I said something, for sure. If you didn't say anything, something was. That's when something was really wrong with you. If you saw something and you didn't say anything.
See, I didn't believe him. Like he was saying that he never went and did anything physical with the person. He was just talking to them on the phone because he was bored.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, I didn't believe him, you know. And then,
well, I think that maybe that's true. I don't know why. I'm feeling like it could have just been a phone friend.
Yeah.
Or you know how guys love to keep things like possibilities. It gives them a little charge sometimes. I've heard. I have a friend that husband was online with talking to another girl. And she found out, and she actually contacted the girl. And the girl said, oh, no, I've never actually met him. We were just emailing each other. So that it was benign, and so she stopped him, and she, you know, was married to the guy. So and she did have to confront him, and what are you doing? And the same thing came up. I was bored, you know. She seemed more interested in me. I could, you know, in a sense, everybody gets bored. Everybody does. Everybody has moments where, you know, they especially I'm going to say men, where something looks a little intriguing, so they go for it, because you know it's something new, but. I don't believe that he did anything, but I do believe that you had the right to say something about that text. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, in the right of it, you had the right to say, what's this about? And know what was really happening. So I would not throw the bait. If you really think there's a relationship here that you could get to be a real one, the ones like, you know, what's really going on, let's talk. If you're bored, then, you know, maybe we shouldn't get together and live together on this level. Or, you know, maybe we could rearrange our friendship and have it be just someone that you date and go out with, but he could do what he wants. I mean, you could always alter relationships to fit the way it is. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, my friends, like, she's been dating this guy for 15 years. 15 years, mind you. And they have a relationship where they date other people. But they are, in a sense, have always dated each other. And they can date other. They have this amazing relationship that works for them. You know what I mean? It works for them. And that works. I mean, so you may be able to rearrange this relationship that's honest and true, and nobody's lying to each other, that works okay for you, you know? I mean, if you want to have him to go to the movies with and go for dinner with and someone that you can hang and call and say, want to go to the book show, I mean, whatever, you can always have a friend like that. It doesn't have to be this all-inclusive thing. I mean, you have to be, I think, as you get older, more honest sometimes about what relationships are. You know, don't you think so, Annie? I mean, I think that we have to look at my mom. Like, for instance, my mom said to me once, I don't want a sexual relationship. I just want a friend that I could go to the movies with and go to dinner. And that was really her thing. She's older and she didn't want that. And she would, you know, have dates that would do that. And as soon as they would get serious, she would tell them that she would break up with them. And I was thinking, Mom, you really should just, you know, tell them the truth. You know, tell them that's not what you want. You want this, you know. So I think it's a chance for you, Lori, to just get real honest with what the relationship is. And I don't think it's going anywhere. I think he's going to be around. He could be a good friend. He could be someone, but maybe it's not this all or nothing relationship, which is okay too. I mean, if it's okay with you, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of get you have to be realistic. Like I always said, if I am not enough, I am not going to take it personal that this other guy needs something else. That's his issue. He's got.
Right.
He's doing this, not me. But in my life, I have to ask myself: is it okay if I'm with someone who sees other people? Now, if that's not okay, then don't do it. Now, if I was also not in love with this guy and just kind of liked him as a friend, and I would like to keep my options open, I might say, okay, that's okay for now. We can just see each other and see other people. And until there is a shift or change in the energy, that's about relationship. Relationships are all about energy, you know, and not every single one of them is going to be the same, really. And that's one thing I really realize, you know, just like we talked to that wonderful girl, Stacy, she has a relationship that's very old and traditional going on that we would never even understand, you know. So relationships are always are their own thing, and what you have to do is take it out, look at it, and say, okay, he makes me laugh, he's a fun guy, he's just see that, you know, we have a good time. He doesn't have to move in with me to make this okay. He could just stay where he is. We have our own separate lives. I see him when I can. We go out to dinner when we can. Enjoy it for what it is, you know, and that is up to you. Right? I mean, it really is. It's entirely up to what is okay for you. But be honest. This is the thing. Let's be honest. Let's let it be really out on the table, every single card, so you know what you're dealing with. That, to me, is fair. Don't you think so, Lori? If he was going to need to do this, and he said to you, Lori, I'm, you know, I just want to see you. I may want to see other people. Is that okay with you? And you might say, you know, gee, let me think about it. Okay, if you can do that, I can do that, and we'll just have a platonic friendship, you know? And you could rearrange it so that it fits right what's okay for you, you know? But let us know how it goes, Lori. We're going to head out. We have to get some more callers, but
okay.
I will keep the high. Let us know. Call us back and let us know how it goes, okay? I will keep the vision that you guys will finally talk and come to some kind of arrangement that feels right for you. Right, Lori?
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, love. Best.
Bye, Lori.
Best
thank you
always,
very
Debbie.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Sorry. Hi, who are we talking to? Hello? Hi, who are we talking to? 856 number? Hello? Hello? No? Maybe they're listening. Hi, Annie?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, who are we talking to?
It's Annie.
Annie.
Yeah.
I know. I keep I'm trying to get you. Hi there. Who are we talking to? 203 number. Hi. Hello. Hi. If you're listening to the show, we're going to start taking calls. So please come to the phone. And we are looking for a 203 number. So hello. Who are we talking to? Hello. Well, Annie, they're just listening. So they might have put us on mute or something.
Right.
But anyway, isn't this an interesting the relationship? Okay, let's talk a little about relationship, Annie,
mm-hmm.
and what the angels are kind of help us with things. On many levels, we have to realize that when things aren't quite working out the way that we'd like them to, it
mm-hmm.
is an opportunity for them to show you something about the relationship that you need to know.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's really simple. It's like everything is the way it is. It's in truth, right? Everything, I believe, is the way it is. So if I want it to be something different, the angels are going to have to show me the way that it is. Right? Because
mm-hmm.
the difference that they are trying to say, well, you can't, we can't give you this. We will show you this, though, because this is what's going on now. And so then you become more in the present moment of the relationship. Instead of what you'd like it to be, you are in the reality of what it is. You know? So when somebody shows up and they've been cheating or somebody does this or that, I believe, and I'm sure Annie may agree, that the angels are trying to put us in the moment and the truth of what is going on so that we can, in a sense, know how to, in a sense, allow this situation to be what it is instead of to try to change it to be what we'd like it to be. Because
right.
I think ultimately we're always trying to change everything to be what we'd like it to be instead of looking at the way that it is. My feeling is you can always deal with the honest truth. Can't you, Annie? Like if somebody said, Annie, I've been doing blah, 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 and they tell you the truth, then all of a sudden you go, oh, okay. So you can deal with truth more so than you can deal with these questions that have never been answered. A lot of women have all these questions that they have never been answered in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so it leads them not to know who they're with, you know? And I believe that, you know, for us to be in true relationship, we have to know who we're really with. So if the guy is not faithful, they're going to show us that. If he's lazy and, you know, whatever, and that's something you're going to have to deal with, then they're going to show us that. And believe us, that is what we're really in relationship with. We're not in relationship with some fairy tale of some guy, you know, that we've made up. It's the real person. And my feeling is you really are always, even in my marriage, I'm always accepting the way it is. Aren't you, Annie?
Oh, yes.
You always go, okay, that's how he is. Okay, all right, you know. And you are just accepting, even, you don't want to, I can't change. I've been married a long time. And I realize I am just learning how to see my husband in this way that he is. And I'm accepting him the way that he is. And instead of change him, I just observe him. I go, oh, that's it. That's him being sleepy or grouchy or, you know, who knows, sick or whatever that sometimes I don't understand. But I, instead of trying to change it, I just observe it. And it really does help my sense of trying to get involved in someone else's process. You know, have you ever done that, Annie? Like, you just stay neutral to everything, and then
right.
you just observe it all. And in that observation, you are free, and that person becomes free to let it be their experience. You know, like they're experiencing this moment at this level. And I am not, you know, in a sense, trying to dictate anything on that person's evolution. You know, they're here, they're working their karma. That's how I feel. And I can only have the highest good for that person. That's all I can do.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can say, I, you know, angels work, please help him if you can. And if he needs me, I am here, I'm available. But I will not expect more than anything from the situation that's not for, you know, that I could change or do anything for. I believe that we really have to stay out of other people's...
Right. That's the angels' big messages of late. I've just come across so much. Is it's really from within. We need to work ourselves on ourselves first. Because
mm-hmm.
we do. We tend to. We always put others first, it seems, because
yeah.
of all the energies that have been coming in. I don't know if you talked about in the beginning of the show, the Mercury's in retrograde again.
Oh, I know. This is
and awesome. It's absolutely, relationship issues are the biggie right now.
Yeah.
They say do not get in any discussions of your relationship because of the energies that are coming in, because you're going to either break up or, you know, it's all just a matter of balancing. And I just focus within. That's what I'm always guided anymore is, and it is a kind of a fearful thing, because to be alone and thinking what, you know, what's within you
mm-hmm.
is kind of a little bit of fear because we don't do it.
Right, yeah.
But once
right.
you become comfortable with yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're on top of the world. Nothing can stop you. And anybody that comes your way, and you could be in a bad relationship only because, you know, you really like the guy, you know, person,
mm-hmm.
or you know,
yeah.
once you change your energy,
mm-hmm.
you're on top of the world because nothing will stop you. Nothing would get you down.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you probably will get away from a person that is totally negative and all that, but. Because we all have people in our lives to learn and to grow and expand our souls. There's always that little bit of a stretch to make our experience more. We love being so difficult on ourselves. Angel's
mm-hmm.
message is also be easy.
Yeah,
don't be so hard on yourself. Love yourself. Just love yourself.
That one's a hard one for people to do, I feel.
Yeah.
They almost think, well, I'm loving myself. Well, how do you talk to yourself? If you're talking to yourself, I'm an idiot, I'm fat, stupid, or I do everything wrong, that's not loving yourself. Or if you don't appreciate this very moment you're in. That's
right.
not loving yourself because you're living in the future or the past. That's
uh-huh.
not loving yourself. Because if I'm here now and every thought I had was of the past, you know, my ex, my this, my that, or this one did this to me or whatever, then I am so not loving myself in
uh-uh.
this moment right now. And I see it too much. I mean, I actually am. That's one thing I'm quite aware of. Is that most people are not in the moment,
mm-mm.
of this very beautiful moment that we're in. And for me, how do you get in the moment? When I really need to get back in the moment, I take a really deep breath in, and number four comes up for most every time I've done this, is you take really four deep, powerful breaths in and just slow down and really breathe and really feel yourself at that breath level,
mm-hmm.
and then I see my third eye light, and I just focus on the light inside my head. I mean, everybody has that light. So you close your eyes and just focus on that light, and breathe in and breathe out. And every time you take a breath, you do notice that the light gets brighter. So it becomes that very moment. Connection that you have is that here I am. And there is nothing but this moment. There's no thought. There's no worry. There's no dialogue. There's nothing. Just this amazing moment.
It's an amazing moment, right?
Yeah.
Just to breathe.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. And if you can't do, you know, sometimes that is the very thing that will get you centered back in and let you in a sense, you'll be making decisions from a real whole self because you finally entered into your body, you know. You're not in the future or the past. You're just right here, right now. And right here, right now is beautiful. You're sitting on the chair. You're looking out the window. It's beautiful. You know, for me, we've got like candy-coated trees. It looks like sugar-coated trees, and it's just absolutely beautiful, you know. And you can see the bird out your window, and you can really see its eyes, and you can see the snowflakes, the crystallization when they land on the window or on your skin. I mean, you can really see the moment when you're
mm-hmm.
in it.
Oh.
So that's what that's really ultimately the very second that the angels are with us is what they're trying to always remind us to be here right now in this very amazing second and miracle that we're in. And so everyone out there who's having that tough time with the Mercury in retrograde, I hear you, I do. But this will help you to not take that so seriously. Because it's just this up and down flow of energy. It's all it is. It's like clouds. You know, if we took clouds seriously, we'd be schizophrenic, you know.
Absolutely.
I always think, I just view clouds. And I go, oh, look at that. It looks like a dolphin, you know. And I don't take the cloud as what it's doing to me. I just look at the cloud as well, how beautiful it is. So I mm-hmm. think that we have to look at life that way sometimes and just say, oh, it's not being done to me. It's just happening.
Right.
It's just happening. All this is
right.
just happening. And if I can just take a good look at it and just go, wow. Oh. You know, I really know that change is happening. But in the middle of what you used to do to what you want to do, there is still life in between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And most people live from point A to point B. And most of the life that happens for you is right in the middle. It's in the silence, you know, of, you know, like the Buddha said, the silence between the bells ringing is where we find ourselves when we get quiet. And
right.
I really know that the most people are very, very in their head and in the story and in the...
Yeah.
They never go there, Annie. They never do. They never get quiet enough to hear their beautiful heart just beating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I welcome everyone listening to do that for themselves, to make a pact with them, their beautiful spirit, to stay ever so present with it, to really not let it, you know, get away from them. And, you know, and do those little things to breathe and to, you know, go for the walks and listen to the music and do the things that make you happy. So we are going to, we can't take any more calls, Annie, because they won't dare to. I'm going to try one more call just to see if it works. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hi, who are we talking to?
This is Shannon. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Shannon. Have you heard our show before?
Yes, I have, and I have not called in a really, really, really long time, I've been busy.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, how has it been going for you?
How has it been going for me?
Yes.
Really well.
Oh, good,
very
good.
Well.
Uh-huh.
I do have a question, of course.
Okay.
And, It's very good. It's very comforting. I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I'm complete. And I've met my equal. So I'm really curious what the angels have to say. His name is James, or we call him Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, very nice person. Very, very nice. And I'm not angry at
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to prove myself. I'm so at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I can be, and it doesn't really have to do with just him,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I am at peace with myself
mm-hmm.
and have learned how to love myself and the type of relationship
okay.
I would want. It's just something about him.
Yeah. Something about him. Something about him.
I would love
that. It is truth, isn't it? Something about him.
No, it's so calm. So, I don't even know how to explain it. It's magical. I feel so blessed.
Why? Well, that's what you have to experience, is that it is magical when it's real. You know, when it's really, you know, a connection, it feels very magical. It really does. It feels so different than anything else you've ever experienced, you know. And that's how you know. I think that is how you know if it's a really soulmate connection or just a regular, you know, this plane connection.
It's not soulmate. Not one of those.
Not one of those, okay.
No, I've learned my lessons, and I've let go and went through all of the karmic lessons, and I've cleaned house, honey.
Uh-huh.
Kind of word. Yeah, this one is definitely different. Really curious about us doing anything on New Year's, and what the angels have to say.
All right, Annie, why don't you see what you think?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question about Jimmy. Does he smile a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Because I got a sense that kind of like, I was going to say like a goof, not a goofball, but she smiles a lot. He has great person, like a fun personality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm just feeling the energy the angels are giving me. They were showing me him.
He's goofy. He actually is okay. Very spiritual as well, and he actually finishes saying my thoughts. It just blew me away.
Okay. Yeah, that's what the sense I'm getting. Okay, so they are showing me him. This is good. This is good. Keep the relationship going. Always the channel, your channels of communication with him. Be very open. Even he's a very light energy. I get the sense not just same as me, but he's on that level of he's very always he's always up there. So of course you're gonna have a blast on New Year's Eve. He may come up with telling me that he may come up with something you might not be comfortable with, but talk it out with him and see where he's coming from with it, where you guys are going to go. They're not telling me exactly what it is, but that's what I got right away. You are going to do something. Of course, it's going to be fun, but they want you to, it might throw you off what he might be offering. Nothing bad. Angels bring nothing but beautiful messages. But it might be something that's not out of the norm for you. We were just talking before that we took your call. Mercury is in a retrograde right now, so everybody's acting kind of out of the ordinary.
not really, no. We have the same frequency. We have the same personality. It's just, it's an equal. I'm not kidding you. It's just comforting. I've always said I wanted to go home. No, I'm exactly where I need to be.
Right, okay.
I know that. I mean, I don't know. Our personalities and things are very much alike.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, that's what I'm getting. It's all fun. Keep communication lines open.
And Shannon, how long has he been in your life?
How long has he been in my life?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, last Friday we went dancing and stuff together. The Friday before that, see, we keep running into each other.
Oh.
Like spontaneous running into each other.
So is it, you would say, fairly,
about a
so
month.
It's been a fairly new thing you just ran into.
Yeah. And
yeah.
He's a really good kisser.
So this is in the, this is the very beginning of the connection, really. That's what I was getting. I didn't get that he's been around very long, but he feels like he's been around a long time. So, interesting. So,
see,
my cards are, yeah, creativity came up.
I found what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you invented it, and you are now, and it's funny, creative guides came up, and invention came up. So a lot of times when we have actually seen the relationship in the visual sense before we actually run into it, it's because we invented it. And then the person shows up. And so that actually came up for you. Self-control. Okay, so self-control would mean that it's just, you want to stay balanced within your feelings. But unconditional love just came up again, which is pretty interesting, and celebration. So, yes, absolutely, celebration. You will be celebrating with him. You will be going out with him on New Year's for two. It says intuition. So your connection is based on kind of an intuitive level. So that's why you keep running into him, because you can feel your energies before you get together. You know what I mean? Like, you'll go here and he'll think the same thing, and then you're there together. So you have similar energy streams that are flowing that kind of keep you connected. And gifts. So I see that gifts come up, and it's kind of what's been going on for you, that the angels are kind of working with you, giving you lots of of gifts and getting you to kind of believe again in the possibilities. Yeah, the possibilities of that relationship can be a really wonderful experience. So,
The strangest question that I have to ask about that is because I do feel blessed. I've had a lot of things go on in my life, but I am blessed. No matter how I look at it, I am absolutely blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I don't have money. That's okay. I'm still blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's appreciating the gifts that God has brought, and I have woke up every morning saying, God, thank you for such beautiful gifts in my life and my friends and my family. And it's just amazing. Our very first date, and I have to ask you this, is because he was talking about he wanted to have kids, and he said, oh, that's great. The woman of my dreams is coughing. And he said, I want to have a kid with you. And this was our first date. And I wasn't scared. Don't have any fear with this at all. I'm just really curious about that comment, though. Cause
oh, you mean if it will manifest itself.
well, I would love to wake up in the morning and see his beautiful face.
You know, Mercury in retrograde is actually very powerful because it either will disrupt relationships or bring them together. And that's something I've noticed, Annie, too, is that a lot of people have found people. This moon has actually been a kind of a getting things together moon, too. So as for the kids, let's see. Yeah, it's not in this particular spread. Well, again, this is just the beginning, so we're not going to be forecoming too soon into the future with this because we're really appreciating the energy that it's giving you now. So I would just say that, yes, where there's desire for children, they will be there, okay? Because, like, look at it this way. You've got all these energies around you that want to come through. So all they need is two willing, or sometimes not even a willing person, but just an opening, you know, to come in. So if you are at all, and I say this to women out there, if you even have an inkling that you may want to have a child, well, don't if you don't really mean it. Because the universal energy
right
will,
away
be working, yeah, will be working with you. Yeah, so because these energies, they want to come through with women, of course, and high spirits like yourself, that would help them to progress. So anytime that you are this door is open, in a sense, they will want to come through. So all I have to say is that's up to you. That is your decision. But if you have an inkling that you would want to do this, that could be why this subject is starting to come up.
Okay. Well, I didn't even want to date. I am very, very happy being with me. I've been myself. And just going out with friends and enjoying my life and finding out what I like with me without getting involved and just being with me. And I don't want to. And then he comes along and I'm like, what?
I know, but this is good, Shannon. This is something that you had asked for. Yeah, this is wonderful. The thing is, a relationship like, you know, it feels like you have children. Do you?
Yes,
yeah. So you may not be in the same framework that says I would like to do this again because you've already done it.
Have one more.
You would, okay. It doesn't feel like this question is up for me. It does feel like you may. If this continues to go the way that it's going, I actually see it kind of happening relatively soon. It's almost like around you I see this little pink light. It feels like a girl, a little energy girl.
He's been wanting to come in for many years. And it's always with me. And her name is Autumn Marie Ann.
This girl feels very much like she's hovering around you. So I would say that as this relationship progresses, it may happen very quick within this time frame of meeting him. Because I believe that's what we're here, you know, that's what these energies do. They get together, you know, and to make to have this chance of coming through, you know.
Well,
I know that, like, when my gut, when I, anyway, it's a big story, but it kind of happened for me with my husband. So I don't think that you work, I don't think that you work on only these, like, linear lines that say, oh, it has to be a year or two down the road,
mm-hmm.
and you think, no way, you know. If the door is open, they come through, yeah.
Yes, the door was open, and it also dawned on me, no wonder why the other ones didn't work out, because it wasn't correct. And I felt like I always had to prove myself, that they didn't understand me. And it was a lot of fear with them. And, you know, I am so thankful for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, I'm just, I can't even explain how beautiful life is. And it takes sometimes 37 years to figure that out, but yes, or 41, but yes. And my major goal is to be there for others and help serve humanity as a light worker, because I am, and to further my career and be that support that nobody else has. Be that person to, hey, I've been here and I've went through this experience, and maybe this won't work for you, but hey, it's worth a shot, because we are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we
absolutely
all go through.
Yeah, you know, Shannon, this is just what you've been asking for. You know, it's like you got it. You know, you had done the work. You had done, you know, healed up, in a sense, the old paradigms that were not, you know, working for you. And when, and you really did the work that allowed this relationship to find you. And, you know, this is the thing. Don't you agree that you became the brightest spirit that you could be, and then he saw you?
I still am bursting in the ethers. I never let my spirit go. With
See,
or without
it really
somebody.
Is. I mean, I can feel it from here. So I'm saying that because of your commitment to the light within you, and the commitment to the light that you would like to ignite in other people, because of that commitment, this could find you, you know? And this is what I really have to say to everyone listening. It's really up to you to get that light as bright as you possibly can before you enter into a relationship, because what will happen is either it will change because the lights don't match anymore, or the right and perfect person will see you. It's like you're like an energy beacon and match you. You know, it's like energy, you know, energy does seek itself. You know what I mean? And so my feeling is, Shannon, you did that, and that's why this came to you. But like everyone else out there, it's not a quick fix. You can't just hope for it and hope that someone else can fix it for you. You have to do your work. You have to, like, be happy every minute that you wake up, no matter what the situation is. Like you said, no money, money, no money, job, nobody. Because that really is just the stuff of the world that's going on. But you yourself, never is ever changing, and that's the truth. Nothing really, you know, can happen to you, the real you, that should change that bright light.
Well,
yeah,
I do have a little bit of purpose, and I hope that it fulfills somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that when you reach your individual self, and you absolutely truly embrace who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Know that a relationship is not about sharing, how do I say, it's not about sharing your, it's about being in your power and also allowing each other to grow individually in their own power.
Mm-hmm.
But just sharing the happiness and enjoying the life together.
Yeah, so you stay individual in your own space, in a sense. Is that what you're trying to say? I agree with that, too, yeah.
Because
like
everybody has to grow. We're always evolving, and we all need to have our own space and be able to know that, hey, I'm allowed to be myself and grow as a person, knowing that that person's going to be there or not be there. I mean, just
you always have to have that individual space and you can't share your power. And that's what I did in the past. I did share my power, and boy, let me tell you, I've been down because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
right, so you can't give
amazing.
To somebody else what you'd like them to have. They have to want it for themselves, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I hear you with that one, for sure, Shannon. That is so true. And women, especially powerful, bright women, seem to think that if they're bright enough, then the sky will get bright too.
and
it doesn't work that way. You know,
it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You know, they have to want it and have it and hold it and feel it, and then you can match it and, you know, things work out. But if you are hoping and praying and thinking that the nicer, the brighter, the sweeter, the lovelier you are, that it's going to change this person from who he is to who you'd want him, it doesn't work. Yeah. This is so wonderful, Shannon. Blessings to you. We have to get going. We've been on for 2 hours, and so our time is up. But give us a call back and share your beautiful stories with us. We love to hear from you. And Annie, do you have anything the angels might want to tell Shannon?
Well, they're very happy with her. You're at the highest vibration, which is joy and love. Keep doing it.
Yeah. I know, okay. I'm feeling it. I love it. Thank you for calling, because I just got a really big amp up on my, and I'm like, oh, that felt good. Tune it into you. That's been wonderful, Shannon. And enjoy New Year's, and enjoy the rest. The journey is just starting, so enjoy the journey. It's going to be a fun one. Absolutely.
Me excited.
Yes. I know. Well, I want everyone out there who's longing for it to happen, start to believe that it can. I think that's something that people start to kind of wonder whether it's really ever going to happen to them. But yes, it can, and it will. And you will find, your soulmate, in a sense, your equal mate out there.
Equal.
And equal, yeah, equal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys have a blessed Christmas.
You too.
Thanks, Shannon.
We'll talk to you after the New Year's then.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye-bye.
Well, Annie, thanks again. This has been an awesome 2 hours. It goes by so fast. So.
It did.
And we will let you know, everybody listening, when we'll have another show. I think we're going to have a little break with the holidays, and probably we'll be back sometime in January. So,
okay.
All right, sweetie. Have a great holiday if I don't talk to you.
You too.
All right.
I'll talk to you.
Email me.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
All right, bye-bye.